switch.
Where are they going?
Goodbye.
And what's coming back?
I'd package up all seven ruckmen and ship them off.
Tradies, it's time to cut the cord with the new 18-volt bi-turbo brushless range from Bosch and up to 2,000 watts of corded equivalent power. This is Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker Podcast with Joey Montagna and Jay Clark.
Yes, welcome to another edition of Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker, proudly brought to you by Bosch Power Tools. I'm Jay Clark and I'm with the former St Kilda superstar, played 287 games, two-time All-Australian, and now he's all over the latest trade movements. It's Lee Montagna. How are you, Joey?
Good, thanks, Jay-Z. How are you, mate? You already look a bit flustered and tired, mate. We've still got another 7 or 8 days of this to go, buddy.
Oh, it has been certainly a busy day. Things ramping up, which is always good to see. Plenty of moves being made. And I tell you what, a couple already jumping off the page. There's plenty to discuss today. I want to take your attention straight to the Cats because we know this is a club trying to remain in that premiership window, Joey. They like to do things differently. We find out today that they're eyeing former Crow and former Tiger. Is a live wire in the forward half, Tyson Stengel. They can get him for absolutely nothing. He was a premiership forward for Woodville West Torrens, kicked a few goals, very crafty goal kicker. What do you think of this pickup? Because he can certainly add to what is already a very good forward half for Geelong.
Yeah, I like it, Jay-Z. I think he can be picked up as a delisted free agent to the Cats, so it costs them nothing. And I think what we saw, particularly when he played those few games for Adelaide Crows, that he's a highly talented small forward. I think he's absolutely got AFL attributes to be a high-quality small forward. We know he's had his issues off-field, and that's been well-publicised. And, I mean, if there is a club that you think can work on his culture and will suit him down to the ground, that is Geelong. Particularly now that they have Eddie Betts as well, Jay-Z, in an off-field capacity, who is a mentor to Tyson Stengel. There's even been some reports I've seen that he may even live with the Betts family. So, look, if they can get that combination together down at the Cattery, it's just a bit more talent to add in that front half. I think, you know, we saw Sean Higgins and Luke Dalhouse, who are still on the list, you know, maybe have just lost that half a yard of speed. But I think adding someone like a Stengel with Brian Myers and Brad Close certainly can continue to keep that small forward talent in the front half. I like it.
No, I'm with you. And you can even dangle the midfield carrot with a player like him if he can build that fitness base. Quinton Narkle as well. The Cats need some spice and some speed throughout that midfield. So I reckon that if he can build his fitness, you just never know what could happen there. Betts is the perfect mentor. He had offers everywhere, Joey, a bit like you. In inside of footy, outside of footy, a lot of clubs were keen on him. One of the most respected figures in the game. One of the greatest small forwards we've ever seen, certainly in the modern era. He's right up there with Cyril Rioli. So this is a perfect 1-2 hit for the Cats as they really, you know, make some changes in that assistant coaching ranks. Now, what about this one? Now, I love this move, Joey, and you've been talking up this man for a couple of months now. Luke Dunstan, 11 Brownlow votes, averaged 26 possessions, 6 or 7 clearances for the Saints. They didn't want him. Melbourne, the premiership team, swoops on him and they get a ready-made ball winner for that engine room. Is he just backup or do you think he can be best 22 for the Demons?
No, I think it's going to be hard for him to be in their best 22, Jay-Z. It's such a powerful midfield, but certainly as a player that is a backup, if they do get some injuries, they are a team that want to contend for another flag for the next couple of years, that if a Viney or Oliver, you know, do happen to miss some football, they have a ready-made, solid AFL player ready to go. I think he's shown his attributes that he's an AFL-level player.
Yep.
Very good inside mid. You know what his ability is. You know he's got some limitations. But for Melbourne, it's a free hit and they stock up and continue to bolster their depth, which I like. You know, keeping Mitch Brown and Majak Dore as backup depth if some talls go down. Now getting Luke Dunstan as a backup, I think they're setting themselves up beautifully. They've still got a lot of young talent, as you've spoken about on Dead Set Legends, Jay-Z, on Saturday mornings. 8 players, 21 or under in that grand final side. So they are setting themselves up for a sustained period at the top of the ladder.
It's a premiership sweet spot. There's no doubt about that. And Tim Lamb, the list manager, and also Jason Taylor has just signed a 4-year deal. They're doing magnificent things with that list. They get him for cheap too. He comes for nothing. And they had a great run with the injuries, Melbourne, this year, like an astonishing run. Petrarca and Oliver and Gorn, etc. They played the whole season. So in case they do have a few more injury ailments, then he could step up, as you're right. I really like that move. Now, there's a complicated four-way trade which is very interesting, and it helps bolster Melbourne's. I think Melbourne are having a terrific period. So there's a four-club deal. It's going through the works now. It involves the Western Bulldogs, Melbourne, Adelaide and St Kilda, and they all get a lick of the ice cream out of it. Now, essentially, that Dogs pick 17, Joey, which they're looking to move backwards. They're going to get Sam Darcy. They want later picks for more points. We know the recipe there. But Melbourne will get that pick, and that gives them a good landing spot in this draft. So Melbourne are going to take another top 20 talent. They end up with pick 17, and then Adelaide get Melbourne's future first. So they get the future first-round pick from Melbourne for next year. The Dogs get 23, 44, and 45 for the Darcy bid. Melbourne end up with 17 this year, 37 and 47. Adelaide, that future first next year. So do they use that for a play on Lukosius or Rankin next year, 33, 75, and St Kilda involved, lower level, 62, 66, and a future fourth. What do you like out of this one?
Well, I think in summary, all four clubs come out winners in this. So as you just summed up, the Western Bulldogs needed points to get Sam Darcy. They get the points that they need. St Kilda needed some later points as well for their academy kids. They get points, so they come out on top. Melbourne essentially take their first-round pick in next year's draft and bring it forward to this year's draft. That is a good pickup for them. Obviously, there's someone they like and they want to take this year, so they just swap their first-round pick from next year to this year to get back in. And the Adelaide Crows, they pick up an extra first-round pick next year, as you said. That's Melbourne's first-round pick. Whether it is to get a Lukosius or Rankin or whether that can unlock the Jordan Dawson deal, I'm not sure it's going to be maybe much better than what they were going to potentially be able to do, but maybe that does unlock the Jordan Dawson pick up as well, and they still get to keep their first-round pick next season. They get to keep their pick four this year, and they also get Jordan Dawson. So I think all four clubs will come out of this winners.
I'm not sure Lukosius and Rankin stay at Gold Coast too. We've been talking a lot about Ben King. Just keep an eye on that one. Melbourne like bringing forward that future first pick. They did it for Wiedemann. They did it for Pickett as well. It's very smart business from them. Now, the second one, and this involves your Fremantle Dockers, of course. Now, Gold Coast, we know, have been trying to offload that pick number 19. The deal with Darcy McPherson, North Melbourne, fell over. McPherson didn't want to go to the Kangaroos, so they've involved Fremantle, your mob. So Gold Coast will send pick 19 to the Dockers, along with Will Brody, who was a top 10 pick, I reckon. It was a 5 or 6 years ago. He's a tough on baller. Hasn't worked out for him up there in the Sunshine State, but he goes to Fremantle. That helps beef up their engine room, and they get pick 19. Now, that looks almost certain to end up at Geelong in exchange for Jordan Clark. Now, pick 19 for Jordan Clark to Geelong, that seems like a fair deal for me because they wanted something in between 8 and 27. 19's exactly that. So this really seems like a deal that's going to benefit three clubs, Joey.
Well, I think it's a great deal for Fremantle when you look at it now. They essentially will go into this trade draft period so far when they get the Chera deal done. They'll get 6 for Carlton. Mm. For Chera, they'll have pick 8, pick 19 and pick 27. So they'll have 4 picks inside 27, plus they get Will Brody, who they've had their eye on for most of the year. He is a highly talented inside mid.
Tell me about this man.
Well, I think he's a high-quality inside mid. His hands are elite. As you said, a former top 10 pick. He's good size, got some real attributes. Just for whatever reason, Stewie Jew had a bit of a set against him, like a lot of these inside mids. Got some limitations. His running capability was the knock on him. But a player that can stick to his strengths and win the ball in the coalface might just be able to help out Fremantle's young midfield when a David Mundy or a Nat Fyfe, you know, when they either move on or if there's some injuries, you get a high-quality player. Fremantle will have a really strong hand in the draft going forward, and potentially something can unlock the deal to get Jordan Clark as well, who they have their eye on. So it looks like, again, wins for all clubs. And the Gold Coast need to offload a player and offload some money from the salary cap. So that's why they've been involved in this deal with Fremantle.
Will Brody's going to be interesting because he's been on the shelf really for a lot of clubs, particularly Essendon. They've had a look at him the past couple of years. So if he can flourish at Fremantle, potentially in place in that Fyfe, and that Fyfe plays more forward or something like that, it's going to be an interesting look for all Victorian clubs. Finally, Jeremy Finlayson. We've seen him be a goal kicker at GWS, headed to Port Adelaide. I think it's a future third, that deal. I'm not convinced Finlayson's in Port Adelaide's best 22. They've got Georgiades. They've got Todd Marshall, Dixon for another year or two. Do you think he's best 22 material, Finlayson?
I think Finlayson is top 22 for most clubs. He's highly talented. We know he's got potentially, you know, some issues with his consistency and that side of things. But you would think the talent that this man has, he should be in a team's best 22. At the moment, on face value, it looks like It's an interesting selection by Port Adelaide. They're not giving up a lot, a future third-round pick. Whether he's earmarked to play as a defender, maybe they think they can sort of get a bit more height and an intercept mark in the back half. Mm-hmm. We're still not sure what's going to happen with Peter Laddams. We believe he may be on the move. Maybe he's just a backup. Charlie Dixon is over 30 years of age. Georgiades and Marshall are still really trying to find their feet and establish himself. So maybe he is just a bit of a, you know, the four of them can fight for three spots in that forward line. Time will tell. You've got to wait to see what the whole trade period looks like for Port Adelaide. But it hasn't really cost him anything. He gets to go home back to South Australia where he's from and just had a family. Mm. And best wishes for him. And hopefully he can play his best football, because at his best, we've seen him kick five goals and he's a highly talented player.
I think Port Adelaide's priority, Joey, is really bolstering that midfield depth. I know they've got Ollie Warren's the best player of the Brownlow winner competition. Boat gets old. I think they need more midfield depth. So maybe Port Adelaide's moves aren't done. As you said, Laddams, Hawthorn and Sydney both have spoken to him but have said that they aren't super keen. I don't think they're going to be prepared to pay a first-round draft pick as for Laddams. Anyway, keep your eye on Aaron Vandenberg. Spoke to him today, desperate to reinvigorate his AFL career. He's pain-free and his ankle is good for the first time in 5 years. I think he's a contested ball winner. He could be a ready-made replacement for an AFL club. Hey, Joey, you've been absolutely outstanding once again. That is it for us today, of course, on Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker, proudly brought to you by Bosch Power Tools. Mate, you'll be back on deck tomorrow with Sarah Ollie covering all the latest moves and news in the AFL trade period. Stick with Triple M Footy's for all your latest AFL news.
Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker Podcast.
They're both heading in different directions.
Tradies, it's time to cut the cord with the new 18-volt bi-turbo brushless range from Bosch.
Backed by an industry-leading 6-year warranty guarantee.
To keep up with all the AFL trade news, follow Triple M Footy on Facebook and Instagram.